Arriba Abajo, El Centro Pa Dentro. Welcome to Whiskey and Tequila Fitness Miami.
All right, all right, all right, all right. Welcome back to Whiskey and Tequila Fitness
Miami, baby.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to Whiskey and Tequila Fitness Miami. I'm DJ Don Julio, one of your hosts, and over here we got my boy
Lucius, baby, packing the heat.
Yo, before we start that, damn, bro, packing the heat. Like, yo, I don't even know what that means. Like, that has like multiple
packing
meanings.
Packing the heat,
right there.
Man. Take it as you want.
That shit has multiple meanings.
Take it as you want.
There's
you know what I'm saying?
To that saying
I'm
right
packing
there.
Heat in these pants. You know what I'm
All
saying?
Right, there you go. Now he confirmed it. He confirmed
I mean,
it.
I could be holding a gun. I could be holding a knife. You know what I'm saying? You never know. Yo, you never,
that,
know.
That
you
was,
never
that was,
know.
That was multiple. All right, man.
All right, go ahead. Hit him with the disclaimer, bro.
I want to take these shots.
Damn, man.
I've been staring at these shots for a while already, man. Shit. Can I take my shot? God damn.
Damn, you want to take these shots before you take the disclaimer, man.
Well, shit. My disclaimer sounds funnier when I take these shots. Ooh, that was a big ass shot.
Today we sipping on some. We took a shot of Don Julio Blanco.
Yep.
And these pints.
These pints of tequila.
Of tequila.
All right, man. Let me hit y'all with this disclaimer.
Ready for you guys.
Notice how every time we take the shot first, like we're like the entire time. All right. All right, everybody. If this is your first time listening to Whiskey and Tequila Fitness Miami, please be viewer discretion is advised. Viewer discretion is advised. We talk a lot of shit. We say a lot of bullshit. We piss off everybody we can because, one, we kind of like to.
Our advice is professional, but it's unlicensed.
Yes, exactly. Take everything we say with a grain of salt. You know, our stories are slightly exaggerated. I don't know how to wink. Our stories are slightly exaggerated.
If you're CrossFitters.
I just love saying
you're
this shit.
You're fucked.
If you're CrossFitters, yeah. Yo. If you're into keto, you're into keto, goddamn.
You're in a keto diet.
Yo, we're alienating everybody at this point. No.
I'm just kidding.
But for real, if you don't know how to take a joke and if you get angry really fast and if you're a social justice warrior, just stop. Turn it off, please. Like, we're telling you, like, look, notice how long this disclaimer is. This is how you should know, like, just stop.
We're warning you.
Stop, stop, stop.
Do not watch anymore.
With that being said,
do not click it.
Stop. Yo, so we're going to hit this podcast up with, man, us as men, we have the natural tendency of wanting to spoil women.
Hey,
right?
Man, before you get into it, man, we got our fresh cut going on, man. You know what I'm saying? Go ahead and show me fresh cut, man. Go ahead and show. Ooh, that boy looking fresh, boy. You know, back where I'm from. You got to do one of those.
chill.
When you get a fresh cut.
My boy over
you
here.
You got to get that slap.
Check this out.
You know what I'm saying? Look, I had to cut that hair. I know y'all remember that little hair I had on top.
Hey, man, he shaved too and everything. Hey. Clean.
You know what I'm saying? Had to
clean.
Had to get rid of the beard. Got to keep that flavor saver.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying?
What is that? Is that some leftover tuna?
All right, man. What were you saying?
So, generally speaking, I'm talking generals right here. Generally speaking.
Salute.
Men typically end up spoiling, like, our females a lot, right?
That happens a lot in Miami, of course.
In Miami.
That's why we're bringing it up.
Boy, yeah. And that's exactly why we're talking about this, because a lot of these Miami girls over here, man. Yeah, I know y'all. Y'all love to go on these boats. I love how I always mention the boats.
Plugging that in there.
Yeah, I'm mad.
Yeah, they do like to go on them boats.
Shit.
Say the B word.
I got my little inflatable
they
over
there.
Here. I got my inflatable and y'all tripping over here.
You know what I'm saying? We got that little five.
I got my little
footer.
My inflatable paddle board fit for two. Shit. All right, but typically speaking, a lot of these women like to be spoiled, right? You like your freaking, your Louis Vuitton, you love your YSL, you love your fucking Balenciaga, you love your freaking Gucci.
Dior.
Yeah, your Dior, your freaking Tom Ford, all that bullshit, right? But I want to know, like, if as a man, do you like spoiling a girl, or do you prefer if you were spoiled yourself?
So wait, who's the question for, the guys or the girls?
This is for us. This is for us, right? Oh. So like, do we like spoiling our chick more? Like, do we get more gratification from spoiling our chick more, or do we get more gratification from being spoiled ourselves? Because we're not used to that shit. Yo, you tell us we look fine as fuck, we're like,
yeah.
Am I really?
Yo, that's, well, I mean, speak for yourself, man. I get called fine every day. You know what I'm saying? I get kind of
this guy.
You know,
over
I'm getting
here.
Used
this,
to it. This, you know what
he's
I'm
like,
saying?
No,
I'm
he's kidding. Like, hey, man, I can hear that shit on the reg.
Nah, but I see what you mean.
Like, dark chocolate.
You know what I'm saying? Listen, baby, Chocolate City's on the way. Nah, but so, all right. So basically.
Would you rather be a sugar daddy or a sugar baby? That's what I'm asking you.
Oh, okay.
Straight up.
Sugar daddy.
It just has a better ringtone to it.
Well, okay. I like to be spoiled in different ways.
I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why.
In terms of like your question regarding money-wise, I like to be in a position where I'm able to go ahead and I have control over what it is that,
basically,
like the scenario.
Being like, control, essentially.
Yeah, yeah.
Being control.
I like
if
it.
I have the money,
I'm not
I get
controlling,
to control.
Right?
But if I have like, the money, I
I'm
get
like,
to
all
control.
I'll do this, I'll do that, right?
Where we're going.
Yeah. But I don't want to just like be in a relationship where I'm just receiving.
Which is not,
or anything
not
like that. Which is,
that it's a
which
bad
is,
thing.
Which is bad, which isn't bad, right?
At all.
But it's just not my personal preference. Like, I just personally don't feel good about it. Me, like, and that can be someone doing me a favor or something like that. Like, I just personally don't, it doesn't feel good in a sense where it's like, oh shit, like, you know, I just, it's not in my nature to feel okay with receiving.
So this is funny that we're going into this like being uncomfortable with receiving. It comes to like the machoism that, you know, that we're born and raised into, right? So we're born and raised into this scenario to where it's like, as a guy, it's like you give. You're not accustomed to receiving because you kind of feel like you owe that other person something when you receive. It took me a while to actually accept that part because I was the same way in that aspect. I was the same way as like in, like, yo, like, don't buy me shit. Don't buy me expensive shit, socks, a wallet. You know, that was me. Until I realized that, you know, some females like being able to spoil their man to a degree. I'm not saying like, yo, she paying for your rent. But I'm saying like to a degree, because you know how they take.
She paying the car payments.
Because you know how to a degree. A chick likes to show her appreciation for you by buying you gifts. Now, at first, I used to be like very uptight about that crap. I'm like, nah, don't buy me this, don't buy me that, don't you waste your money. Like, I'd rather buy that shit myself. If I want it, I'll buy it.
Yeah.
And that's the aspect of control right there.
Yeah.
But what I've learned over time, and I was educated myself in this scenario, is just like, you know, sometimes a female does like to freaking spoil her man. And now when I receive gifts now, it's just like, yo, I'm just like, fuck yeah. Holy shit. All right. Awesome. Yeah. Thanks. Like, it's become less of a fight back and more of a just like accepting it type ordeal. I still like to control the degree of gifts, but now I feel like I'm more open to it than I was before. Now, would I rather be a sugar daddy or a sugar baby? Bro, I'd rather be the freaking sugar daddy because that means I have my freaking shit on point. That means I got my money right. That means
you're consistent with it.
That means, like, I got
nothing to worry about.
Yes,
you're not relying on
yes,
anyone.
Yes, sir. I got my life together. And worst case scenario, if you ever left my life, I'm still Gucci.
Adios.
Yep.
Find another one.
Kick rocks.
Yeah. That's Gucci. That's why I would pick that too, because, you know, and like, I like to get spoiled. in a way where like coming to like
I like to get spoiled to where I get head every morning. I like to wake up
physical touch.
I like to wake up with my dick in your mouth.
You know, I like to be in the brink of a dream in real life. Just oh damn, oh, you just looked down.
Whoa.
Oh shit.
Well, good morning to you too. Touch,
you know what I mean? So I like being spoiled in that aspect, in the sense where we're close like that. And if we're not, then it's not going to work. And that goes down to the, you know, the five love languages and stuff like that.
So, if you haven't read that by Gary Chapman, the five love languages,
which you know, is, I would say that would be like a high one for me.
Because what are they? I think it's words of affirmation.
Words of affirmations, physical touch.
Gift giving. Acts of service.
Acts of service.
There's one more. That's one more.
And.
Fuck, why can I not remember what this is? Yeah, we've been drinking. Look, we buy a new bottle every podcast.
All right. Physical touch, affirmations. I think it's.
We're missing one.
Words of affirmation, acts of service. I think it's only.
All right. Well, the fifth one clearly. The fifth one is clearly unimportant.
It's not.
Us.
It's not.
It probably is. Like
physical touch already, right? Physical touch. Look it up real quick.
Well, yeah. I'm gonna look it up real quick.
Watch it be some stupid.
I'm pretty sure it is probably going to be something that we're just like, damn, we dumb. Yo, what the fuck is this shit?
You can't even find it on Google.
Quality fucking time.
Quality time. Quality time. See, it's fucking stupid. Who the fuck cares about quality time?
Yo.
Nah, but
usually.
Yeah, so like those things, like for me, is more like I like to get spoiled on because I just feel like more loved about it. I mean, I know it's kind of going on like a different subject regarding like, but like that's how I like to be spoiled. Not monetarily, but if I were to be spoiled,
you personally,
would be spoiled that way.
You personally, like you enjoy, and most men, I believe most men, their main love language, not to say all men, but most, I believe physical touch is a pretty big one because men are visual creatures. We love to freaking be in the touched. Action type. Yeah. Of yeah. Like, so we love having sex. We love freaking getting head. We love freaking touching our significant other. Like, if you ever notice that a guy is very touchy feel with you, that's because his main love language. Now, some women are like that, but some women are
not like that.
Yeah. Not like that. That's why you'll come into those scenarios. So where a particular female wants to spend all her time with you and you're just like, bro, like, can you leave me alone for a bit? But that's just because for you, quality time, for example, might not be that necessarily that
important.
Yeah, that important to you. And also, a lot of the women like to receive gifts, and that's just because that's what they value more. In the book, if you ever read it, which is an amazing book, I definitely recommend it to everybody. You'll see that the love language that you are primarily is the one that you end up showing up to another person that you love them. So like if you're a girl and you're constantly giving out gifts, your main love language is gift giving. If you constantly want to be around your significant other, your main love language is freaking doggone gift giving.
Yep.
I mean, quality time. Wait, what the fuck? I'm lost right now.
I'm just grabbing.
Now, freaking.
We drink too, way too
now, as a guy, if you show your love by like, let's say every single time you come home, you throw away the trash. Every single time you come home, like you make sure that, you know, freaking that her car is all good. Her car is clean. All this, you know, all that type of shit. Your thing is acts of service. So that means that you like it whenever she basically is doing shit for you, like making you a sandwich.
Things like that.
Now I'm just saying that because it's the most generic one that we all freaking like make jokes of, but that just might be like an act of service that particular person might enjoy, you know?
Yep.
And And there's variation degrees to this fucking whole love language bullshit, you know.
Would you ever consider being a sugar baby?
No, 100%. What? If J-Lo came over here to me and she's like, hey, man, I need you. I may be young, but I'm pretty. You seen those TikToks?
Yeah. I remember that one.
Yo, J-Lo, yeah, Jessica yo, like, Alba, honestly, Beyonce. Honestly, hey, man, like, I'm young still.
I'd probably go ahead and let them, you know.
A lot of these older chicks now.
As their sugar baby.
A lot of these.
Sofia Vergara.
Ooh.
Sofia Vergara.
Zoe Saldana, I think that's her name is. She played Gamora in The Avengers.
Oh, I don't remember.
You don't know who that is? No. The dark-skinned girl? Ooh. Boy. Now,
I'm sure she bet.
Yeah, I ain't going to say that I'm not willing to be a sugar baby because I 100% am willing. But my preference wouldn't be to being a sugar baby. Like, you know, Lucius over here saying like, hey, man.
It is what it is.
It is what it is.
But, you know, I wouldn't really mind for some time. But permanently, definitely a sugar daddy because I got to call them shots.
Yeah, got to be a shot caller,
shots, man. I can't be
and it just comes down to how we were raised.
Flow.
It just comes down to how we were raised.
You know,
yeah.
Just like.
We were raised in a manner.
Accepting it and just be like, you know what?
Bro,
all right, this is what's going
to happen. Our fathers raised us to not be simps. You know
what I'm saying?
We were raised to not be simps out here.
We cannot be simps.
So we can't be controlled, man.
We try to test the waters of the simp. That shit was way too cold.
That's it, man.
Like we weren't going in.
You got to let the dogs out. You got to let that horse roam free, man, you know?
Yeah, man.
Wild things. You know, if somebody else is taking care of us, then at that point you become domesticated. You know, we don't want to be domesticated.
We don't want to be domesticated, man.
Now, what if the girl you're dating has a lot of male friends?
Ooh.
Because me personally.
Okay, the girl that we're exclusive or?
I want to say there's two scenarios that I want to say. One, you're exclusive. The other one is the chick that you're talking to.
Both, no.
Oh. So
that's not, wait, that's
so
not
you,
okay.
So you don't care? Oh,
no,
sorry.
No, that's okay. Not okay.
Okay, what's your reasoning for it not being okay? Because they're all trying to hit.
There's a study out there. There's a study out there that proves that women who have more guy friends are happier.
Wait, what?
There's a study out there that says that women
who have more guy
who
friends
have more guy friends. Are much happier in their life. And it's not because it's fucking less drama. I tell you that much.
Why are they more happy?
Because they fucking all the goddamn time. You gotta... Come on, man. If a girl has a lot of guy friends, come on. Like, they're fucking... Like, they're sleeping with each other. Like, there's no way that you're not. Like, what are you, either you're a lesbian or what? Like, you're not attracted to these guys at all? Like, there has to be some level of chemistry to be friends. And it's very gray in the sense of, like, things can slip real quick.
And I hate it how everybody...
You
like,
know what I mean?
I know we're going to get a lot of comments on this or we're going to hear back feedback from females being like, oh, we can have guy friends. Listen. If push comes to shove... Either you're down to smash or he down to smash.
Listen.
It's almost impossible. And even if the other person was gay, there's been scenarios to where a gay guy is willing to freaking try out sex with you just to see if he's, just to make sure they're 100. So the gay dude has a chance to smash.
Look at this.
And you might be down for it. Because you'll be like, yo, I want to see. I want to know if I can turn him straight.
Listen to this, ladies. Play stupid for a day, right? Your guy friends.
Dumb as fuck.
Pick whichever one. It doesn't even fucking matter.
Have you seen that new TikTok trend? Where it's just like, yo, like, so like these females are going up to they're messaging their guy friends. Like, yo, are you down to hook up? Like, you know, no strings attached, nothing like that. And like the dudes are just like, Yeah, I mean, fuck it, why not? Yeah, of course they're gonna.
Of course.
They're trying to play it cool as fuck.
Like, yo, I'm telling you, ask whichever guy that's in your fucking address book in your phone, meet up and be like, yo, like.
No strings attached. I'm just curious.
Tell me you find one that says no. And tell me you find
someone that says no. Mind you, if they have a girl, then obviously he's going to say no.
Yeah, then maybe he might
say
no.
But he's going to remember that.
But after a couple of drinks.
He's
going to
remember that when he's single again. Yeah. He's going to be like, yo, what's poppin'?
Good. Hey. Hey, hey, big head.
Hey, strange.
So, yeah, so. It would definitely be a problem if she has a lot of guy friends. One, she would always be around males. She would always be around males. Like, and there's no way that...
We're males. Right, we know how this shit works.
Come on. Like, I'm not going to chill with a girl if I have a girlfriend. Like, right? And I'm always chilling with girls. And I go to a girl's house.
There. Perfect.
If I was your boyfriend, ladies.
Perfect fucking example. And I was
in your friend's house without you. Yep. How would you feel?
Yep. That's a perfect example. A perfect example.
And
is
knowing
like,
me, like yep. I'm a natural flirt. Like I'm a natural, yep. I'm a flirt naturally. Like
subconsciously. Like, so like
and
you
that's
flirt
me,
without,
right? Imagine.
All right. So yeah, exactly. Imagine like you see before you start judging people, like oh freaking guys think that they can't be no freaking mutual relationship. Blah blah blah.
Come
blah.
On, we'll play whatever
imagine
you want
seeing,
to hear.
Imagine seeing your boyfriend with like three other chicks out and about in the bars and whatnot. You ain't gonna have a problem with that. No issue.
Plus, that shit looks weird. That shit looks weird.
No issue. Imagine if your boyfriend's like, hey, I'm gonna go hang out with my friends, and
at least five of them are girls and three of them are guys.
Let's just say all of them are girls. You're not gonna have now one issue. Not one.
True. True. True.
Come on.
Or if he has that one girl best friend.
And I know this
that he told you that he never slept with or that he's never been in a relationship with, which he may not have been in a relationship with, but he still goes to her house and you're not there. Her own house, her own apartment, not her
parents.
So you're
telling me that's not even the slightest bit, not even like, you know, slightly like gnawing at the back of your head.
Come on. You got to wake up. Wake up.
And that's not to say that.
And it's not like we're not viewing it as a negative way, right? It's just like the way it is naturally.
It is what it is.
It is what it is. Like, it's not like we're like pessimistic or like we're like, oh.
We're just legit telling you, right? We're telling you what's
bound to happen.
Yes. And not even that. It's like not even that. A lot of people like to freaking like sugarcoat things or like bullshit it.
Yeah.
Or like paint a fake ass picture. What I don't like about our era right now is that we all have to like. A lot, not we all, but I'm saying a lot of people have to be fake in order to appease either like social justice or freaking like appease like the new generation or appease like everybody's afraid to be who they actually are. While there is some expansion in certain degrees, like, you know, being like open with who you really are.
Yeah.
Everybody's becoming afraid of saying what they actually have in their head.
Yeah.
Now, this is where WTF Miami comes in.
It fills in that gap.
Fuck the bullshit. Fuck the bullshit. Like, straight up. Like, regardless of what generation you're in, come in here, tell your truth, regardless of other people's opinions. This is where you actually say why it is you think this way. It might be because you grew up that shit. You're a product of your environment.
Yeah.
It might be because of fucking nature versus nurture bullshit. So you're going to come over here and you're going to fucking, like, not be afraid to actually speak what's inside of your thoughts. Now, a lot of men now, I want to say this too, because our fellas are simping out there. They're going to come out.
Y'all got to put your shit together, man.
And simp. And they're going to fucking like bullshit to try to get like, you know, female points by saying like, oh no, these motherfuckers are...
They're dogs.
Yeah, they're dogs.
They're fucking, dogs. They're players. Yep. This, that, and the other.
This and that. No, they're fucking classic macho. Motherfucker.
Don't talk to them. Don't be around them.
Motherfucker.
Come on, man.
Come on, bruh. We know the game. We play it along with you, man.
And listen. And those guys that tried to be friendly with the girls.
Yeah.
And those are the biggest ones. The main one, the first ones that will sleep with you. I'm telling you. I'm telling you right now. Listen.
Now, mind you, we're saying this because we've been there.
There probably isn't a girl.
We've fucking been there. We've done that. We probably are currently doing it.
We probably are. You know, remember, these stories are exaggerated. So, what was I saying? I lost my train of thought for a second. Okay. Yeah, so who knows? We may, like, there's a girl out there that, or women out there that I'm friends with who don't know that I will sleep with them if they ask me like this. But we could go grab a coffee and this, you know, that, and the other real quick, casually, but eventually shit's going to build up. Tension's going to build up. And
it's kind of like,
it's going to happen.
Yeah.
It's going to happen
exactly.
Eventually.
It depends on what kind of dude you are, but, and not even by what kind of dude. Most dudes are like this. Yo, you blue chip somebody, right? So you play the long game. Like, it might take 1 year, 2 years, 5, 10, 15, 20. When I have it in my head that eventually I'm a hit.
Eventually we're going to hit. And
eventually, you know, it's going to happen.
It's going to happen.
Yeah.
You may not know.
You might tell everybody, oh, he's like my brother. Yeah. Right now.
Yeah, right now. For you.
Yeah.
But what does he think?
What
does he think?
And vice versa. I think this is we're two males, so we can't speak for the female side, but I'd like to think that there are females out there that, like, you know, eventually, that females are probably thinking, eventually I'm a hit.
All right.
One day I'm gonna show up at his door in a fucking short ass short and a fucking white top, and I'm gonna fucking, like, you know, be very, like, moving for, and, like, let him make a move. Cause, you know, females like to set you up too.
Yeah.
Like to freaking come dress up in a manner to where it's just like, oh, let's see if he's man enough to make a move.
Yep.
Tonight, I know he's my best friend, but I'm trying to get some dick. Let me see if he is man enough.
Let me see what he's gonna do real quick.
Let me see if he is man enough to fucking take what's yours, player.
Let me tell you. If I were to spend time with a girl for a month, there's no way if we're talking for a month, there's no way we're not gonna sleep together. If we're spending 24/7, 1 month, any woman, eventually the chemistry is gonna build.
Not even that. I wouldn't.
Like, I'll see her, like, with barely any clothes, or she'll see me with barely any clothes, and shit's gonna get hot and heavy eventually. Like,
remember how in the old episode,
it's natural.
Remember how in the,
like, you spend a certain amount of time with some certain person, like, you will eventually build that chemistry with them and that rapport to where you want something, whether you can control it or not. Like, it doesn't fucking matter.
Remember how I talked about in like old episodes, frequency builds attraction. So that person, at first, you might not necessarily be attracted to them, but being around them so much will create that attraction.
Yeah.
So over time, if that's your male best friend or your female best friend, quote unquote, that's why they say eventually somebody gets feelings. Because you're around them.
Wait,
so
much.
Wait,
would you say your male best friend or female best friend?
Or female best friend.
All right, so who do you marry? Your fucking best friend.
We just changed our lives.
There you
right
go.
Now.
There you go.
Congratulations.
Who do you fucking marry? Your best motherfucking friend.
Frequency builds attraction. The more you see that person, the more you hang out with them constantly, especially if you're a guy-girl relationship, bro, like, the guy is either trying to hit or the girl's trying to hit.
Come on.
It's one or the other.
One or the other.
Like, don't even bullshit me.
Most likely the guy is trying to hit.
The only time it'll be platonic. But also the only girl. Time, the and we talked about this, the only time it'll be platonic if y'all already smashed. Y'all already got it out of your system and you realize it's not going to work.
Yep. Yep.
Only time.
But you still, and you still like, you'll sleep and you know it's not.
And y'all probably will still smash occasionally from there.
Yeah.
But as friends.
Like, yeah, as friends.
Yeah,
chilling.
Exactly. Yeah.
You know, hanging out, playing video games, world. Watching movies.
It's a wonderful place.
Cuddling, whatever. And you know it's not going nowhere. Like, yeah,
exactly. Because, like, y'all already know, like, yo, this motherfucker does some shit that I don't like. This bitch does some shit that I definitely don't like. This bitch like to freaking go hook up with, like, married dudes or, like, you know, and the same thing, man. I like how I just threw it out there. Like,
that was pretty specific, man.
Damn. I'm probably feeling some type of way right now. The alcohol.
But yeah,
wait,
so.
Wait. Who cheats more, men or women?
I'd say men get caught more.
Yes, I was about to say the same thing.
But they both fucking cheat.
We're both.
But I think, you know what? Yeah, they both cheat. They both cheat. Men,
yo, we're all human beings.
I would be
we're
damn. All human beings. I would be fucking
we
damn.
We all breathe the same air.
If a woman
air.
Says, oh, no, guys cheat more, and throw all that feminist shit, like, oh, like, victims. Come on, ladies. Yo. Sometimes y'all be doing the dirtiest yo. Shit and yep. never get caught for that shit.
Yep, 100%.
And, like, all your girls know.
And, no, girls entertain that shit way more than I.
Oh, yeah.
I personally believe. I personally believe women cheat more. And I'll tell you why. What do you consider cheating?
Me?
Like to the lightest degree.
To the lightest degree?
What's the lightest degree that you consider cheating?
Over texting.
Yep. Already, I consider cheating. If you texting a motherfucker back and forth that you know he trying to hit, that you know 100% you know he trying to hit, that's cheating already to me.
Yep.
As a male, the only time we're going to text back frequently is because we have every intention in the world to cheat.
Why else would we fucking keep replying?
If a chick messages us and we're happy in our relationship, or even though if we're in a relationship period, I ain't going to text back. Now, a female will entertain the fuck out of that because she likes the attention. Who gets more attention? Out of men and women.
The women do.
So, you telling me this chick gets hits up by, and we know this to be facts. If you're a relatively attractive girl, you can be even like, yeah, you can even be an average looking girl. You can get DM'd on IG probably like 20 plus times.
Yeah.
A dude will go almost his entire IG career, like notice I said IG career, and not get one, and barely get like 1 to 10 DMs saying that a female is interested. A chick will go one day, she'll post like a thirst trap.
Shit blows up.
There is no thirst trap for dudes. Up. Unless you ripped, there ain't no thirst
There's
trap
no
for
thirst
you.
There's no thirst trap.
You like, can't.
Unless, post or you're rich.
Yeah, that's it. That's all you got. I dare to say, and I'm willing to argue, that women cheat more than men, except the only difference is men are so bold and stupid with it that they get caught like this.
And then we get the bad name for it. Like if we're the cheaters.
Yeah,
like,
and then,
I mean, yeah, it's like we'll get caught, whatever. I mean, and I'm not saying that I do
how
or
many,
that I cheated. Or
how many?
Like that, but.
How many families are out there? That have a daughter or a son that don't belong to the daddy.
Yeah. There's a lot out there. We got kind of quiet in here. That
was good. Notice how I slowed down and I took a sip of my drink.
So, all right. Let's break this down. Women. Listen, I'm not trying to beat y'all down. I love you.
We're
love
just
you
saying
ladies.
The male side of
we're
things.
We're just saying, and I'm just being honest, man. I don't give a fuck.
Yo, hit up Caller Daddy if you want to listen to the female side of things.
Listen,
right? Yeah, Caller Daddy is another podcast. It exists.
So basically, women, they cheat. Like, they can cheat easier, faster.
They have more options.
They have it all planned out.
They have more options.
They have more options.
They're analytically inclined. So they think more analytically than most men. I'm not going to say all men because I'm going to hear some freaking hate from that shit.
That's three. And there's way more than that.
Men are thirstier.
Men, so because that's another thing.
We don't get enough attention.
We're thirstier, so whenever that opportunity rises,
we're hunters.
Like, it's attack mode. It's
we're
like,
predators.
Right, boom. You know what I mean? And if shit ain't going right with the relationship, you know what I mean? And it happens.
Evolutionarily speaking, men are inclined to reproduce as much as possible. That doesn't mean...
doesn't give us the green light to be okay to cheat.
To reproduce as much as possible because we can't. It's just simple. It's as simple as that. Women do hold all the power. You know how we talk about, oh, men have like the power of the world? You know, women, you have the vagina. You control everything. A pocket pussy will only go so far before I'm just like, all right, fuck this. Fuck this.
I need the real thing.
That's it, man. That pocket pussy, that Manuela, that righty right there will only go so far before you're like, man, this ain't going to cut it no
that
more.
That Aveeno lotion ain't
That's
cutting it.
That's it, bro. That shit ain't going to cut it. That cocoa butter is just not doing it anymore.
Oh, man.
Y'all are the most powerful creatures out here. Behind every strong man, there's a stronger woman holding it down with that fucking Gluck Gluck 9000.
Yep, go ahead and draining them, controlling them.
That's it. You can get whatever the fuck you want if you give your head good enough. Like, God damn it, girl.
Yeah.
You want me to sign the deed? Yeah. Done.
Yeah.
God damn.
Yeah. Ooh. But yeah, so. Bottom line, men get caught more, but women cheat more. That's just what it is. It is what it is.
Now, mind you, I've never cheated at all in my entire relationship. Y'all hear all the fucked up stories. I've never cheated not once when I'm official. If I'm not official, it doesn't count. Don't look at me like that, man. I said it with my words,
I believe it because you're a man of like you're old school like
yeah,
me
old school
like,
yeah a man of your word
that's it
now I can lie if I can lie to you if we're not official if you have not called me your boyfriend then and I have not called you my girlfriend amen. If it looks like a duck and it quacks like a duck, then it's a duck.
Yeah.
If it don't do none of that, then ain't a duck.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. And I'm the same way. Like, if we're not official, there's no way in hell that you think I'm going to be sleeping with just
there's
one
no
girl.
Rules. Yeah, there's no rules.
If
we made the vow to be exclusive.
Now, yeah, like if we're exclusive, like, obviously.
I would honor that.
It comes with
but
a different mentality.
But you're giving
mentality.
It up it regularly. You can't say
yeah, exactly. We're exclusive and like we're smashing and once a week. Yeah. Like, bitch, once a week, you want me to cheat. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
at
you're
the very minimum, every 3 days, at the very minimum.
At the very minimum, like every other day, and then, you know, like
something
twice during
keep
the weekday, once on the weekend. You know what I'm saying?
Women will never understand that being driven by testosterone. Being driven by testosterone is a whole nother fucking level.
They don't understand.
Like, it's literally your dick thinking for you 24/7.
24/7.
We were just having this conversation not too long ago. I'm like,
earlier today.
Yeah. I'm just like, yo, I feel like my dick controls me. Like, I'm trying to like live like a normal human being, but my penis is making me act out like an animal. It is difficult. Not to say it's impossible, but it is extremely, extremely difficult.
Yeah.
And you'll never know. You'll never know unless you get injected by testosterone itself.
To find out.
To find out. It is tough.
I wonder if those female competitors who compete in bodybuilding, if they're like sex, like they're into sex a lot.
Yeah, that's actually a curious, good question. We should have somebody who has done that before and come over here on the podcast and talk about it. With that being said, everybody, thank you for listening to our show. Make sure you follow us.
Go ahead and share.
Subscribe.
Tell your family about us.
Tell your family.
Tell your girl about us.
Yep.
Tell your boyfriend everybody. About us. Hey, tell man. your mom about us.
Hey, your significant other.
Go ahead your and... family. You know, just play...
Subscribe.
Play this link.
Share the fuck out of this video.
In your living room TV. And just have a good laugh.
Until next time.
Peace.
Peace.
Yo, don't forget to leave us a 5-star rating and introduce WTF Miami to your friends and family. We appreciate all of your support. Until next time, cheers.